Roger Dodger. It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock at DC 101 with the Green Man Field in Bolden, Brown, and Bar. All right, let's take a telephone call. Why not? 4321-101. 4321-101. Hello.
Reese.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Very well.
Hey, I was wondering if you had a chapter in your Hobbit of Gaga handbook.
Regarding?
On how to pick up a girl at a tapas joint.
No, but I'm just, these days, I mean, you know, 10 years ago, maybe you pick one up and knock the bottom, turn it loose. Nowadays, buddy, there's too much contagion.
I agree.
So I would stay away from those places. Don't get yourself in an uproar.
Okay.
Best thing to do is go in there for a while, watch, and then enjoy Rosie on the way home. All right?
Well, one guy in the back seat did that, and we didn't like it.
What do you mean? You mean you went to one of those places, the three of you drove away, and you look in the rear view, and there's a guy wailing away?
Yeah, but I was sitting right next to him.
Did that really happen?
He speckled me.
Did that really happen? That's disgusting. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, oh, man. That is the ultimate disgust that a man, you know, I only know one person that would be so tawdry as to go to one of those places with the guys and then drive away and be, that'd be my daddy! I'd do a thing like that, and he was forever grossing me out. We'd go to a topless place, me and Daddy, and he'd say, come on, sugar, come on with me now. You got me all fired up. You got me just like, oh, Nelly. And she'd say, no, I'm sorry, I don't date the customers. And Daddy'd say, my God, man, well, then date this shit. I'd say, come on, Daddy, let's get out here before the bouncer throws us out. So we'd get in the car, and Daddy'd just start wailing away. I'd say, Daddy, he'd say, shut up, boy, just drive. But Daddy and I would be sitting next to him. He said, drive the car, boy, you ain't gonna know nothing. I mean, he'd hit the reclining seat, head back, tongue hanging out, feet up on the dashboard, just wailing. I'd say, Daddy, I can't stand it. I'm letting you out of the car. He'd say, all right. I said, just wander into the bushes, make believe you. Sure enough, he'd get out of the car and wander into the bushes. A policeman come up one time, said, everything all right? I said, yes, I'm just waiting for my father. He's in the bushes. The policeman said, where? I said, right over there. See where the weeds are waving? That's him. He said, well, you need any help? I said, no, sir, no help. He'll be back in a second. Unbelievable. Sometime we'd be driving along where there wasn't no shoulder where you couldn't pull off. And I'd have to sit there, you know, just... Daddy be wailing away. He'd say, is this your gym bag back here, boy? I'd say, yeah, Daddy, it is. He said, you didn't have any special attachment to this T-shirt in here, did you? I said, oh, for crying out loud, Daddy. It was terrible. One time we're driving along, he's got his feet up on the dash, head back, tongue hanging out, going to town. I said, Daddy, we just turned onto our street. He said, pass the house. Just pass the house. Go around the block one more time, boy. I said, unbelievable. Worst is when we'd be at home. We'd be sitting there. He loved Linda Evans. He was a big Linda Evans fan. I was afraid to watch Dynasty with her. I mean, Linda Evans would come on, she'd start sniffling and crying to Blake about something, and Daddy'd drop trowel. I'd just look over there, he'd be. The front teeth over his lower lip, eyes scrunched, head bobbing. I mean, I say, Daddy! He'd say, shut up, give me a beer, boy. I'll be done for the time you get burnt. Got so. I was afraid to bring anybody home. I know he'd have humiliated me, but I had a system. When I wanted to bring a girl home, and I wanted to be sure Daddy wasn't going to humiliate me, I'd call first. I'd call. I'd get to the phone booth and say, Daddy, he'd answer the phone. I'd say, Daddy. He'd say, what is it, boy? I'd say, Linda Evans. He said, boy. I'd say, Linda Evans, Daddy, and I'd hear in the background. Yeah, I bet she'd be nice. Just imagine you and Linda Evans on a naked beach somewhere. Daddy'd say, boy, just you and Linda Evans and the palm trees and coconut oil all over her body. And I'd hear, oh. And I'd turn to the girl and say, okay, it's safe to go in.